his knees.
Said, Jose, I tell you the truth. It is the truth. He says, he helped him escape. Jose looked at Jackie. Jackie knew that this was the moment that he dreaded, when finally he would have to admit what he had done, knowing full well that Jose, even though he considered him a friend, that he would be shot. All right, Jackie. He says, I listened to Pedro. Pedro, he tell a lot of big lies. Jackie, says, you an honest boy. He said, I trust you. He said, now I ask you in front of Pedro. He said, do you know where Juan is? Jackie looked him straight in the eye. No, Jose, I don't know where he is. And of course it was the truth. He was hoping that he had made it all the way into town, but he didn't know whether he was in town or somewhere out in the country or so forth. He lied. Jose, he lied. Jose took his boot, and as Pedro was getting up, he crashed him into the chest and knocked him up against the wall. He says, you keep your big mouth shut. He says, you heard what Jackie say. He said, I think we shoot you. He said, Miguel, take him out, lock him up. We shoot him in the morning. No, no, please, Jose, no. He said, no. He says, I'm your friend. He said, I tell you the truth. No, please, gracias, please. Jackie reached over to Jose's arm. He says, don't shoot him. And he says, all right, Miguel, kick him off the steps. Miguel took him out on the porch and gave him a big kick down the steps. Pedro went sprawling into the dirt and got up and ran and stumbled all the way to the stable. Manuel, who was looking out the cook shack door, laughed and laughed and laughed. That's the first time he'd ever seen Pedro being beaten down like he did many others. Jose looked over at Jackie. He says, Jackie? He says, you know I trust you. He said, well, I'm glad. He says, and I know you tell me the truth. He says, you always do. He said, I did. He said, good, I believe you. He said, I'd rather believe you, he said, than that Pedro. He said, he never know truth from the lie. He says, well, I got everything ready for you, your supper and everything. Ah, come on, Miguel. They sat down and Jackie had everything extra special. He said, you know, Jackie? He said, if you ever lied to me, he said, I would be very sad. He says, well, why is that? Because, replied Jose, I would have to shoot you, and I wouldn't like that at all. It would make me very sad. Jackie smiled and replied, it would make me very sad too. Miguel laughed. Why you laugh, Miguel? He said, it's funny. He said, of course. He said, it would make him sad. With holes in him? He said, I'd be sad too with holes in me. Jose snickered a little bit and filled his mouth with food. Oh, Jackie, this is good. He said, you go to extra trouble. He took his sleeve and wiped his mouth. Jackie shook his head back and forth. Oh, he says, I forget. He says, hey, Miguel. He says, you got a napkin, use it. He says, someday, he says, maybe you learn how to have manners. Jackie kind of smiled. He says, that's right, Jose. He says, well, I've got work to do. Hey, Jackie, before you go, you're always in a big hurry. He says, you don't have to work for that Manuel. He said, well, I have to earn my keep, you know. He says, like you say, the rule is that everybody must earn their keep. Oh, he says, you do work for me, you keep. He said, we got some presents. He said, Jackie, I'm going to give you some gold this time, huh? He said, no, I don't really want it. Jose stood up and hit his fist on the table and the dishes shook. He says, you telling me you're not going to take what I give you? He says, well, if you insist, but I don't want it. He says, why not, Jackie? He said, you strange boy. He said, if I offer this to Pedro or anybody, he said, they come and grab all they could get. He says, I know, but what am I going to do with it? He said, well, you'll be a rich boy. What good is that if I can't go out and spend it? Well, you... Hey, Miguel, he says, you got good answer for him? He says, no. Oh, Miguel, you stupid. He says, well, someday, he says, you get out of here. And he says, Jackie smiled. He says, someday I'm going to get out of here? No. He says, Jackie, nobody escaped from here. Nobody. He said, if I catch him, he said, I shoot him. He said, well, that's what I thought. Finally, Jackie left, and he didn't take the money and the gold. And he went to Manuel's. Manuel was sitting there drinking coffee. He said, Jackie, he said, I got a surprise for you. He says, chocolate pudding. Oh, he says, good. He said, it's over there in the cabinet. Jackie went in, got some, and came out and sat under the table, under the big oak tree. Manuel didn't say anything, but he kept looking at Jackie. Jackie, you want to tell me what happened? He says, you're not going to be shot in the morning? He says, what for? He said, well, Juan's not around. He said, I know that. He says, I'm not stupid, you know. He said, no, I'm not going to be shot. Why should I be shot? He says, Juan's probably ran off somewhere. He says, out in the field somewhere. He said, maybe he's going to stay up in the mountains for a while. No, muchacho. He says, I don't know how you do it, Jackie. He says, I don't know how you did it. He says, but you got Juan out of here. He's gone. He says, I know because I looked. He said, does Jose know that? He says, I don't know. He said, I didn't admit anything. I told him the truth. And Manuel, he says, if I were you, oh, now, muchacho, says, you don't think I'm going to go around telling people what I know? He said, I know how to keep my big mouth shut. He said, I see what happened to Pedro. He says, yes, and Jose, he was going to shoot him, really. Oh, that's nothing new. He says, I see many men get shot up there for a little less than that. So when they finished, Jackie started to go across the field over to behind the stables, and he saw Pedro coming out. He says, Jackie, he says, what do you want? He says, I'm very sorry for what happened. He says, I didn't mean to go tell him like that. He says, I want to be your friend, Jackie. He says, I don't need any more friends. He says, you know where Juan is, huh? You lied to him, huh? No, I didn't lie to him. He said, Pedro, if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to go tell Jose, maybe. Oh, Jackie, he says, I'm just trying to tell you how much I appreciate you telling him not to shoot me. He says, I want to be your friend. He said, well, I'm busy. He grabbed him by the arm. Jackie, you help me escape like you would want, huh? He says, you and me, we both get out of here, huh? Jackie looked at him. All right. He says, you and me, we'll escape. Ah, muchacho, he says, you and me, he says, we'll get the reward. He says, there's 10,000 pesos. He says, we'll be rich, huh? Jackie says, yeah, we'll be rich. He says, now, how are we going to do it? So Pedro said, oh, Jackie, we go, huh? You and me. He says, how are we going to do this now? Jackie says, now, you won't tell, will you? Oh, Jackie, you know me. He says, I don't tell no one, just you and me, huh? He says, yeah, just you and me. He said, now how are we going to do it? Well, I tell you, Pedro, since you're such a good friend of mine. See. He says, what we do, we go up to Jose and say, Jose, we want to go home. Jackie. You make fool of me? Jackie looked at him. Yes, I did. He said, just like you're making a fool out of me, now goodbye. And he ran off. I get you for this, Jackie. I get you for it. Jackie looked back. He says, well, you're going to have to catch me first. And Pedro was so mad. He was stomping the ground with his feet and pounding his fist one into the other. And Jackie just laughed. Manuel, who looked down there, saw it. He says, hey, Jackie, he says, what's Pedro going crazy for? He says, says, oh, nothing. He said he tried to get me to tell him how to escape, so I gave him a big, long story, and he fell for it. And then when I told him the truth, he got mad. Ah, it serves him right. So the next few days, Jose was very proud of Jackie, the way he worked and so forth. And one afternoon, when Jackie didn't have anything to do, he got a hammer and some nails. Hey, Jackie, said Manuel, what are we going to have, nails for supper and a hammer? He says, yeah, we can put chocolate pudding on them. They taste good. Oh, you make big joke. He said, what you do, Jackie? I said, oh, nothing. He said, you know that old rocker on Jose's porch? See, it's been broken for years. He said, the railing that's falling apart. See, that's how I'll go fix it. Jackie, I don't understand you. He says, there wasn't a soul in this whole place that would ever think of fixing it, unless Jose made them, and he doesn't care. He says, well, you know, back home, we like to keep things fixed up. He said, we always, when something breaks, he said, Tom's the first one. He said, let's get it fixed. He said, if the fence falls down, we fix it. Ah, in here, things fall down, and we let it go till mañana, mañana. He says, yeah, and tomorrow may never come. Ah, that's why we let it go. He said, well, I'm going to go over there and fix it. So Jackie went over there, and he began to fix the rail, and finally he got the rocker all put together. He swept off the porch and fixed it all up. That evening when he took the supper over, Jose and Miguel were eating, and of course, Jose always talked, especially with his mouth full, and Jackie would shake his head. He said, hey, Miguel, he says, you always talk with your mouth full. You got no manners. He said, you're not supposed to talk with your mouth full. He said, your food fall all over your plate. He said, then you have to use a clean napkin, wipe it up. Said, well, I try, Jose. I do whatever. Oh, you try. He said, Jackie got more brains in his little thumb than you have in that big head of yours. He said, well, I just born with them. Jackie just smiled. He said, when you get through eating, I have a surprise for you, Jose. You have surprise for Jose? Yes, you like surprises? Oh, muchacho. He says, I not have a surprise since, let me see. I think I must have been about 10 years old. He says, my father, he buy me a pony. I remember it. It was a nice pony. He said, but somebody stole it. I'm sorry. Ah, oh, no be sorry. He said, that's the last birthday gift I ever got. I said, well, I don't know whether this is a birthday gift, but I thought maybe something you like. He says, what you got for me, Jackie? Huh? He says, well, you finish your supper, and he says, I'll show you. So he began to gulp his food down and took his sleeve and wiped his mouth, and Jackie would shake his head. He would reach down for his napkin and use it. Finally, he said, well, Jackie, he said, where's the surprise? Said, well, it's out this way. They went out to the front porch, and Jackie says, there. Jose looked at the rocker. It was all fixed up with a neat cushion on it. Hey, Jackie, he says, you do this? He says, yeah, I thought you'd like it. He said, I never see you sitting on the porch anymore. Oh, he said, the rail. Yeah, that fixed too. He says, hey, Jackie, you put it handy. He said, well, I've learned a few things. He says, try it, Jose, try it. Jose sat down in it, and there was a big smile on his face. Ah, very nice. And he rocked back and forth, stuck his feet up on the rail. Hey, Miguel. Miguel was in the door. He says, what is it, Jose? He says, Miguel, he says, I think I ought to shoot you. What I do? He said, why don't you fix this up? Long time ago. He said, look. Well, you never told me. Oh, you never told me. He said, I have to tell you everything. Miguel says, well, I'll do whatever you say, Jose. Miguel, get on your way. See, Jose. Jackie sat down on this porch, on the step. It was evening. It was a cool evening. The sun had just gone down over the hills. And the camp looked so peaceful. It didn't even look like a bandito's camp, especially the worst bandito in all Mexico. As Jackie sat there, Jose began to talk some more about his father and the horse and his birthday gift. Mm. Jose, why did you ever become a bandit like you did? Well, like I tell you, Jackie, he says, when my horse was stolen, then things happened. He says, I was mad. He says, I stole another one. Then they put me in jail. They beat me. And then from there on, he said, I just began to steal and take whatever I could. He says, it was wrong. I knew it. But once you start, Jackie, he says, you don't stop. He says, like now, you think I could stop? He says, no, I don't suppose so. He said, maybe someday, Jackie, he says, you take my place, huh? He said, I tell you what I do, Jackie. He says, one day I grow old. He says, you still young? He says, I can teach you. He says, someday you can have the whole camp. No, I don't want it. His feet dropped from the rail. What you mean? He said, when Jose say something, he mean it. He says, you ask me, you want me to lie to you? You lie to me and I shoot you. He says, well, what am I supposed to do then? Tell me the truth, I guess. I did. I wouldn't want to do this. He said, because what good does it do you, Jose? He said, do me a lot of good. He said, I've got gold. He said, I've got money. I've got everything. He says, you've got everything, Jose, but freedom. He says, you can't go out in the world. You can't go back to your people. You can't go anywhere. Jose stood up. You keep mouth shut. He said, maybe I shoot you too. This is all right. Good night, Jose. He started to walk across the courtyard in the dusk as the dust around his feet began to seep up towards his knees. Jackie, come back here. Came back, yes? He says, sit down. He says, Jackie. He says, don't pay any attention to me. He says, I just yell all the time. He says, to you, he says, you know. He says, I don't mean it. He says, you tell me about yourself, Jackie. So Jackie spent a long time on the porch telling him about Tom. And finally, and about Skeeter and all the other things. And finally, Jose just sat there with a sort of a smile on his face. Ah, muchacho, you miss him, don't you? He said, I sure do. So you would like to go back, wouldn't you? He said, I sure would. He says, Jackie, he says, you're a nice boy. He says, you're an honest boy. He says, but you're not ever going to go back. Well, I didn't expect you were going to turn me loose. He said, what would I do without you, Jackie? He said, what could I do? He says, who'd fix the meals? Who'd fix up my rocker and things? He says, only you. He says, why you do this? He says, you think that Jose gets soft-hearted, huh? And with tears in his eyes, he come up to you and he says, Jackie, you go home now. I'm sorry I kept you. You think I say that, huh? No. No, I don't. So then why you do it? Because I guess you're a friend of mine. I don't know. And you do things for friends. Jackie, you really mean that? I'm a friend? He says, me who go out and rob and... Well, that doesn't mean I can't have you for a friend. He said, just because I don't believe it's right. I think it's wrong, all the things you do. But I can still have you for a friend, can't I? Yeah, I guess that's right, Jackie. He says, you don't tell lies, you don't steal, you don't cheat. I guess I could have you for a friend, too. I said, that's right. He says, Jackie, he says, in about 10 days, he says, I have a little business trip to take. He says, would you go with me? I don't know, Jose. He said, look, Jackie, he said, I'm not going to ask you to steal. I'm not going to ask you to shoot anybody. I'm not going to ask you to do anything. Just come along, huh? Well, I'll think about it. And maybe I will. You think real hard, Jackie. You think real hard. When Jackie came to the cook shack, Manuel was still sitting under the big tree drinking his coffee as he did in the evening. Hey, said, I see you up there with Jose. He says, what did he say? Oh, a lot of things, Manuel, a lot of things. I kind of feel sorry for him. Oh, you feel sorry for him, huh? But I don't feel sorry for him. He got exactly what he deserved. He says he's going to get more one of these days. Yeah, but he asked me to go with him. Jose asked you to go? See, yes? She says, are you going? He looked at Manuel. Yes, I'm going to go. Manuel, he says, Jackie, what did Jose tell you? Manuel asked, what did Jose tell you? He says, not much. He just talked about when he was a little boy. And Jackie, why you go? He said, because I want to. I said, Manuel, I wish you wouldn't ask me all these questions. He said, I just thought that maybe I'd go with him. All right, Jackie, I won't ask you any more questions. And Manuel didn't. But the 10 days went by very quickly for Jackie. He knew that he couldn't hide under the wagon like Juan, because Pedro was wise to that. In fact, he'd seen him many days looking under there and picking out strands that matched the rope that one of the Mexicans had given him. Finally, one day, as he was walking past the stables, Pedro saw him. He yelled at him, Jackie! He said, Jose gonna go on a little trip. I understand you're going with him. He says, yes, Pedro, I am. He says, Jackie, you put in a good word for me, huh? I would like to go someday. He said, I might. He says, Jackie, you're not gonna try to escape under the wagon like Juan, are you? He says, Pedro, I'm not talking to you. We went over that. Now, if you want to go tell Jose about it, go ahead. Oh, I don't tell Jose nothing. He says, well, I don't have anything to say to you either. Jackie made sure that everybody around the stables heard that Jose wanted him to go, including Manuel and Pedro and all the others. And it was quite understood that Jackie was to leave with Jose, because many of the people were talking about it. And every evening, when Jackie would come with the food, he would say, hey, Jackie, he says, we go, huh? You go with me. He says, yes, I'll go with you. He says, I'll get you a good horse. He says, nice saddle. He says, everything. He says, you ride with me, huh? He says, yes. Hey, Jackie, he said, just in case you think that maybe you go with me and then escape. He says, Jackie, he says, you run off. If I have to shoot you, I will shoot you. Rather than to let you escape, he said, I shoot you. Jackie looked at him, said, I know that, Jose. He says, I know that. He says, I don't suppose I'm gonna escape, at least not while you're around. Oh, you better not. So the days got closer, and finally the morning of the day that Jose was going to go on his business trip arrived, probably sooner than Jackie really had expected, because he didn't know in his own mind whether his plan would work, because he did have a plan. And he thought, suppose it failed, and he knew what would happen if it failed. He knew he couldn't hide under the wagon. Pedro knew all about that. That morning, when Jackie was helping with the wagon as usual, Pedro kept egging Jackie to talk. He said, hey, Jackie. He said, you ask Jose about me, huh? He said, no, I'm not gonna ask him anything. He said, you know, I've been sort of having a headache and a stomach ache all morning. Oh? He says, well, I'm all right. Finally, he heard Miguel. Hey, Jackie! He said, come see your horse and saddle. Jackie got up and he says, I like that, Miguel. He says, nice horse, nice saddle. He says, Jose, tell me. So you get the best for Jackie. He said, I got the best. He says, I'll thank him myself. He says, Jackie, he says, someday, he says, maybe you be like Jose, huh? No, I don't think so. He said, then why you go? He says, because he asked me. By that time, he heard a loud voice. Hey, Jackie! It was Jose, with his big sombrero, his two guns, his boots. He says, oh, Miguel, you got good horse for him, huh? He says, you ready, Jackie? I said, I don't know. I said, I kind of got a headache and don't feel too good. Ah, muchacho. He says, oh, I'll be all right. He said, oh, we got to get the wagon. Oh, Jackie, you don't fool with the wagon. He says, you ride with me now. He said, let Pedro do it. Jackie shrugged his shoulders. The big wagon horse came out. He said, well, Jackie, Jose, he says, I don't think I'm going to go. I got a terrible headache and upset stomach and, oh, muchacho, you disappoint me. He says, maybe next time. He says, I'll take the horse back in the barn. Oh, muchacho. Miguel looked up. He said, Jose? He says, we got to hurry. He says, if we're going to meet the stagecoach, if it's on time. He says, all right. He said, Jackie, he says, you take care of yourself. He said, maybe I'll bring you some surprise, huh? He says, all right. He said, maybe next time. Jackie watched. He didn't unsaddle the horse, but he watched from the stable door, and he watched Jose go down. He had eight men with him. Jackie was supposed to be the ninth. He watched the signal, three to the right, three to the left. He watched him take the canvas and throw it back. And just about that time, when he saw the last man go through, he jumped on his horse and headed down the hill to the passageway. When he got there, they stopped him. Hey, muchacho, where you think you go? He says, well, with Jose.